Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. Today, we're doing ADHD Q&A. This is a question that I get a lot in terms of parenting. Is that how am I going to get my kid to do stuff if I can't even keep myself together? Isn't that the worst? You really want to teach your kid something and you realize, how am I going to teach my kid to be on time or put stuff away when I can't be on time and I can't put stuff away? Well, mama, you're looking at all the things that you can't do well. What about all the things that you can do well? Let's start there. If you're not good at being on time, let's not start on that skill. Think about all the things that you do well and how can you teach your child how to do those things? Maybe you're really good at putting the dishes away or brushing your teeth. Or not leaving the clothes on the floor for days at a time. There's gotta be somewhere in there a thing that you do well that your kids need to know. The funny thing about when we do things really well is that we forget that there was a point where we didn't do them well, and we forget all the steps it took to get there. So when we're teaching our kids a skill, we need to break it down into the tiniest little pieces. When you tell your kid, set the table, that's kind of a big instruction. What does that mean? What does it look like? We need to break it down into very clear instructions. When you're first starting with them, and obviously you need to adapt this based on age, but a much more clear direction is, say you have four people in your family, get out four plates for everyone. Your kid can go over and get four plates. Then the next step would be put four plates down on the table in front of each chair. And once they put those down, send them back. Get four cups, fill them with water, put them on the table. Taking it down to those little steps as not just putting things on the table, but like literally get four cups, get four plates, get four forks, or have them grab all their supplies and head over the table and then show them, here's where the plate goes, here's where the cup goes, here's where the fork goes. Take it down to the basics. A lot of times we forget too that there are obstacles in the way of getting those things done. If your table's full of junk, then your kid's gonna have a really hard time setting the table. So maybe step one is actually go over to the table and pick up anything that's yours. That might be a good step. Or, you know, clearing all the stuff out of the way so that we can actually sit down. What are the obstacles in the way of getting that task done? Next, we need to think about, is this task achievable by the child on their own? For example, in our house, our six-year-old frequently sets the table, but all of our grown-up dishes are up high. He can't reach them. Even if he got out the step stool, he's not going to be able to reach the bowls and plates that are up high. So I have all of our kid stuff on the bottom cabinet level. So my boys, even the three-year-old, can open up the cabinet and get out the cups and the plates because they're within his reach. So when you're teaching your child a skill, you want to make sure that you've prepped the area in a way that is conducive for them to actually be able to do that on their own. Hey mama, have you been over to my website and grabbed any of the free ADHD resources I've got? You can make your mornings more peaceful, overcome time blindness hurdles, learn ways to treat your ADHD beyond the obvious medication option, or grab a copy of all of my favorite ADHD resources on one page. You can snag these all on my website at patriciasung.com/resources, and I'll email you the PDF or the video. Now, don't go putting in your spammy junk email, okay? I'm not gonna send you junk. I email you once, maybe twice a week. For sure, I'll send you a note about this week's podcast topic, and if I'm having a particularly organized week, I might email you again about what's working for my ADHD this week, or venting about whatever executive function disaster happened. Your inbox is where I spill more of the beans. And if you change your mind, you can always unsubscribe, right? Plus, I really love hearing back from you. So write me an email back. Tell me what's going on in your life or what you want to learn about next. So go grab those free goodies and I'll see you in your inbox. Then lastly, you can follow the teaching model. As a former teacher, the basis of teaching kids to do anything, or grownups too, is that you start out with I do, then we do, and then you do. So I do is me showing them what that looks like. So when I'm doing it, I'm showing them here's where the plate goes, here's where the cup goes. So they see where those items go and they have a visual picture of what the end result looks like. Especially when you have someone with ADHD, we don't always picture the end product, so it's hard for us to execute. So giving them a firm picture of this is what success looks like makes it much easier for them to achieve. Then the second step is we do. You're doing it with them together. It's not just, hey, set the table, see you later. It's you're doing it with them. You're right there next to them, reminding them of the things they need to grab, where things go. And you're right there beside them so that you see when they get stuck and you can say, hey, let's look around. What do you see that's missing? And they're like, oh, we forgot cups. Okay, great. But if you just send them off, then there's like no checkpoint. You're leaving them hanging and it's a lot harder to be successful when you get tossed to the wolves. And then the third step is you do. So then you watch them do it on their own and you don't step in. You let them complete the whole process, or at the beginning, one whole step on their own without jumping in and being like, wait, you forgot, oh, but you didn't, but you didn't let, no, like let them do it. And at the end, you can say, oh, hey, I noticed that you're missing a couple of things. Do you want to go see if you could figure out what that is? Or do you want me to tell you? And giving them those choices of how much input do they want, especially if it's an older kid, they're going to stick through it. If you're nearby, they're less likely to get, you know, off on a tangent if you're right there with them, watching them do it. So once you've watched them, that you do stage where they do the whole thing and you get to the end, you're like, okay, now I know that you have what it takes to be successful. You have the full picture. We've done it together. We've overcome any obstacles that you've had. I've watched you do it yourself and I know that you know what success looks like. Now I can let you do it on your own. But again, that's still not like, hey, cool, you did it. Come back, check you later. No, it's like, you still have to be there with them because they're kids. They're not going to remember to do it all correctly every time. So you're still checking in at the end and being like, hey, there's that feedback portion of like, this is successful or this wasn't successful and this is why. Allowing them to create that growth on their own timeline is really helpful as well. Not expecting them to like, if you showed them how to set the table once that they just magically get it the next day. No, they're going to need some practice. So giving them that time to do it. Some kids are, you know, a week of setting the table with you and they are totally fine. Some kids might get it on the first try. Other kids are going to need to do it for 3 months before they get the hang of it. Remembering that our goal in mind is for our kids to be successful, not for it to be perfect, is really hard, but gives them the confidence to be able to learn things and feel good about themselves, and then they're more likely to want to do it again later. So this is my quick run through on how to teach your kids to do something when you feel like you can't even do it yourself. Start with the things that you do well, show them those, and then as you're improving on things, then you can go ahead and teach them how to do those things as well. But start where you're being successful, mama. You have things that you're good at. A lot of times with ADHD, we forget that. Start there. Teach them those skills first. Have an amazing day, successful mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.